At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I am here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Matthew 3, Mark 1, Luke 3, and John 1. Feel free to hit pause and read Matthew 3, Mark 1, Luke 3, and John 1 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. John baptized Jesus. There is much we don't know about the early life of Jesus. After Jesus' trip to the temple as a 12-year-old, we are told that he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with people. Luke 2, verse 52. Luke's gospel account then fast forwards to the baptism of Jesus as an adult. This was an important event in the life of the promised Messiah that is recorded in each of the four gospels. At first glance, it may seem strange that Jesus would seek to be baptized, as even John seemed surprised by this request and tried to stop Jesus. After all, Jesus never sinned and was not in need of God's forgiveness. Yet Jesus was fully committed to doing the will of his heavenly Father, which included baptism. Jesus' baptism modeled how his followers are to publicly profess their faith in him. Jesus' baptism would also be his next step in beginning his earthly ministry. Indeed, the very next day, Jesus began calling disciples to follow him. As Jesus went up from the water, we see a beautiful picture of the Trinity. The heavens opened as the Son prayed. The Spirit descended upon him, and the Father declared Jesus the Son in whom he is well pleased. Jesus' baptism represents believers' death to sin. Just as Christ died on the cross and was raised, so too are his followers born again and raised up from the grave into new life. Let's pray. God, as we look back on Jesus' perfect example of obedience, help us recognize his lordship over us. Guide us to share the grace and truth found in Jesus with those around us. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to hit pause on this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. If Jesus never sinned, why was he baptized? 2. Is baptism for everyone? 3. Does trusting in Jesus mean that we will obey him perfectly? Our key passage for this unit is John 1, verse 14. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus Was Tempted, Matthew 4, Mark 1, and Luke 4.